But then going back to that that awful injury, Ashley Gate, another game that I was at.
And me.
Yeah. Did you realise at the time that it was a bad one?
Yeah, it was. It was very painful. I had to have quite a lot of morphine. I think even in the tunnel, because I was in a lot of discomfort. So I knew it was very bad. You obviously, because I've never done knee injury of that severity, I had nothing to compare it with. So I don't know if I've done one ligament or two or three or what I had actually done, which was I think four different injuries. So, but then obviously as the days went by, they were looking at me and scanning me, and I think for psychological reasons, they don't always give you the full. They don't give all the news, and certainly the surgeons put positive spins on things. Mm-hmm. I think my understanding from conversations, probably not even in the year after that, but more in the last few years, having spoken to guys like Dean Ryan and stuff, I think they always knew I was in a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm. There's a very good chance I'd never play again. I didn't really know that. As I said, I think there were a lot of people close to me putting positive spins on things. I don't think I was given all the news about the severity of it. Because in some ways, there's no point, because you're always going to try and get back. Mm-hmm. So what's the point of giving the sort of hammer blow news about the percentage chance or whatever? So, so I worked very, very hard. For a year and a half, went out to the States, worked with this knee rehab specialist. Yeah, I threw everything at it. I couldn't have worked any harder, but the reality is the injury, the cartilage damage I did, which was what finished me off, was very severe, and it was all, my understanding was it was always very unlikely I'd play at any decent level again. So yeah, that wasn't a fond memory, Ashlingate. I think my mum had come to watch, and she hadn't been for a few years because she didn't enjoy it. And I think the last time she'd been, I got injured quite badly. So she, I think it was all a bit, bit of a drama, to be honest. And everyone's quite upset. So, but you live by the sword, you die by the sword. So.
I think you actually got as far as trying a comeback game with the United, wasn't it?
I played 20 minutes, I think, against Canada on a pre-season tour. So I went on the pre-season tour the following August. So, 16 months after the injury. And I played against Canada, and then I came back, and I think I captained a Sale A game against the United game against Sale A, and I just felt awful. So after that, it's quite scary. You feel quite isolated because it's your, at the end of the day, it's your job and it's your salary, and you can't help but at that point you're putting a positive spin on things because you're maybe convincing yourself it's okay, and then so you're telling the physios it feels alright, actually it feels alright, and it's not. And then so actually the RPA arranged for me to go up to London and meet a specialist in confidence, where I could sort of talk openly about how it felt, just to get some advice. And I took my scans up, and I would say within about 2 minutes of that meeting started, he just said, James, you need to call it a day. You've basically got no chance with what you're just the pain you're describing and the scans I'm looking at. So yeah, and it was got the train home. Didn't even really hit me. I think I was okay because I knew I was struggling, so it wasn't like a big shock. And I think I was okay that day. But then I went to the club the next day, and obviously the guys didn't know about my meeting. And the first person I spoke to was actually our physio, Bob Stewart, who then was always the Lions physio, the bald guy. He's now with England. And he'd been amazing with me and worked so hard to get me back. So I asked him for a chat, and I bet he was the first person I told. That was very difficult. I think that's when it sort of hit home, telling him. And then I think I went upstairs and saw Dean, and I'm guessing it wasn't a big shock to him either. That was it. I remember driving out of Hartbury, and I've heard other people say very similar, and you sort of drive out of Hartbury for the last time, or you know it's basically the last time, and you sort of get home, you're like, what do I do now? It's a bit like that. So then you wake up the next day, and you know you've been in that sort of routine for so many years, being emailed a weekly schedule, and you know, train with your mates every day, and yeah, it was a very strange little period. But I think I don't even know if you're going to ask about this, I'm sort of blabbering on, but yeah, I think my girlfriend time was pregnant, and I think I just sort of threw myself into that really, and Gloucester sort of gave me a testimonial dinner, one off dinner, which was something to sort of get my teeth into, because it's a big operation getting that organised. And then I ended up moving to Singapore and stuff, so yeah, it was an interesting 18 months.